phony. Today FM. Thanks for making me a fighter.
What a great song from Christina Aguilera. One of her finest songs. I'm sure you'll agree. It's called Fighter. Up there with Beautiful. Me other ropey Christina Aguilera songs.
Now you're asking.
Oh, do you know what? There was one.
She would have had a few slow songs now. Nobody wants a slow song from Christina Aguilera.
Aguilera.
You're clearly saying that Dirty is a level above.
Dirty's probably her best song, in my opinion, Orla.
Oh, I would say Genie in a Bottle.
Genie in a Bottle is her best song.
She started off strong.
I've a pal who, we had an argument over this.
That doesn't surprise me.
Me and Liam Thompson. I swear
that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. Me and Liam Thompson, and he said Christina Aguilera's best song is Genie in a Bottle.
And he's
I said, Get Out. Get Out at once, I said. It's Dirty is her best song.
Nah.
Definitely.
Nah, it's Genie in a Bottle, hands down.
Do you know what her actual best song is,
What's
though?
That, right?
I have it here. I'm not being sarcastic. This is actually Christina Aguilera's best song.
Is it
the one from Mulan?
It's the one about washing cars. Car wash. No,
no.
The one about washing cars.
She cares. That's with Missy Elliott.
That's a good one.
That is a great redo. Although, again, it's a remix that's pretty faithful to the original, so it's pretty good. Oh.
A Shark's Tale.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Do you remember Shark's Tale, the movie?
Yeah.
Nonsense film.
No.
You went to the cinema to see it?
Absolutely.
Because you were probably a child at the time.
Potentially.
Oh. Get out. We were on night times when this song was out. On the blast. We're on 10 o'clock at night here on Today FM. And this is a great song. We do it Rolls Royce and Car Wash. This is all intro, by the way. Girls, if you fancy getting to the chorus, don't bore us, get to the chorus. Some of the work is kind of hard. Anyway, it's Car Wash. Her best song, no, genuinely no word of a lie, Christina Aguilera's best song is not Dirty.
Is it when she was part of Lady Marmalade?
No, that's a great song as well, though.
Can you, for one point, Ray, name all of the members of that iteration of Lady Marmalade?
Just one point.
Do I not get a point? I need all of the names.
Do I not get a point per contributor?
It's a collective effort here. You've got to name all the names.
Eve.
Correct.
No,
what? Not Eve.
Not the first
turn. Let me take that back.
I'm wrong.
Orla, you can steal.
No, you can't.
I could definitely
Maya.
Steal.
Maya.
Correct.
Maya. Not to be misremembered as the double act Cha and Maya from Cork. Different Maya.
Mm-hmm.
Maya. Missy Elliott, of course.
I think we're looking at five here, aren't we?
Yeah. Pink.
Yeah. Well, that's a good one, actually.
Aguilera herself.
Correct.
And Lil' Kim.
On remix duties.
Thank you very much.
Well, you get the point.
Thank you.
Do I get still got the first one wrong, though.
Yeah, I know, yeah. What did I say?
Eve.
Yeah, that was... Anyway, I'm getting confused.
What's her best song,
Christina Aguilera's best song. Her actual best song. It was a follow-up to Genie in a Bottle in the very early days.
Oh, What a Girl Wants.
No, not What a Girl Wants.
That is a good song,
That's
though.
A great song.
That is
yeah,
a good
well,
song.
Fair play, yeah. Maybe it was a little bit later than that, but it's still a great song. Any ideas?
No.
I don't Have know. A listen to the joy, the beauty of... Come On Over, Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Come On Over, Baby.
Great piano.
This is a perfect pop song. This is awesome.
Come on over. Come on over, baby. Yeah, come on over. Come on over, baby. Hey, boy, don't you know I've got something going on.
Nice. She also did the song with Maroon 5. She was on that the thingy with Maroon 5.
This is like VH1 Behind the Music, Christina Aguilera, isn't it?
For 2.5 hours this afternoon, Ray Foley plays all the songs of Christina Aguilera. That's right. Ray Foley and his two pals will sit in a studio in Dublin and try to remember the titles of Christina Aguilera songs.
You've annoyed a lot of people, right?
And mostly fail. Wait, can I guess?
Yeah.
There's Ain't No Other Man, which is a great song for Christina Aguilera. song as well. Come on. I'm going to have to skim on just a little bit for you, and you don't. Oh, I've forgotten what our actual best song is.
Yeah,
is it a candy one?
It's Candyman.
It is.
Of course, it's Dexter's one. Sweet sugar, Candyman. Come on, Christina Aguilera. Taking her trousers off in this.
Is she?
Something about taking her trousers off or taking her pants off or taking.
Maybe she's arrived on from work.
She's just in the door. Yeah. Well, it's interesting enough because in the video for Dirty, she's wearing trousers that like have a. Like, she's wearing a pair of knickers and she's
breathable,
like,
yeah.
No, very, very, very breathable. By the way, the gang's all here. Yeah. There it is, our Christina Aguilera special for a Wednesday afternoon. Wednesday, the 27th of July.
Tomorrow, Mumba. We'll have a Mumba retrospective tomorrow.
It's going to be a. It's no. We'll save Samantha until the first day of next week, and we call it a Mumba Monday. So today we need to talk about Electric Picnic. We need to come up with something. Pamela Joyce is suggesting some sort of a battle or a challenge, or me and her do something against each other. Here's the thing, I didn't realise this, because of course I haven't worked in this radio station for years, but Today FM have a big stage at Electric Picnic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called the Sound Garden, isn't it?
What?
I think that it's called the Sound Garden. Is it called the Sound Garden?
I believe so, yeah.
Why don't they just call it the Today FM stage?
Because it sounds cooler.
The Today FM stage?
No, that's a bit...
Sound Garden.
Yeah.
But
Today FM
Sound
Garden.
How does anyone know it's Today FM's?
Because it's called Sound Garden.
Oh, it's Today FM, Today FM, Today FM Sound Garden.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so we've got a stage at Electric Picnic, and they said, did you know we've got a stage at Electric Picnic? And I said, what? And they said, you should do something on the stage at Electric Picnic. I said, they'll never let me into Electric Picnic, will they? And they said, oh, Jesus, yeah, you work for Today FM, we've got a stage down there. I was like, what's it called? The Today FM stage? They said, no, Soundgarden. I was like, wow, this is weird. So we need to come up with a thing. We need you. Texts and WhatsApps. 0874-100-102. Something to do on the stage Electric Picnic. I'll do the roll call after the White Stripes. Seven Nation Army. Today FM. I'm gonna fight them all. White Stripes. Seven Nation Army. This is Today FM. And the music you love. Bon Wednesday, my friends. I'm Ray Foley. JP's around here somewhere.
Aren't you?
And Orla Orman's in the house.
Aren't you?
Are we doing the roll call now?
Well, I mean, why not?
Have you got text message about Christina Aguilera?
I do indeed, yeah.
We had a Christina Aguilera festival, Aguilera Fest a moment ago, a celebration of the music of Christina Aguilera, and we've decided that her best song is actually Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
Her second best song is Dirty, with multiple R's.
No.
There's Genie in a Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rub her the right way.
Indeed.
There's Come On Over, Baby. What was the second one that you mentioned?
What a Girl Wants.
What a Girl Wants, What a Girl Needs. And of course, her collaboration with all the others on Lady Marmalade. The other people then disagreeing with us, texts.
Brian's been in touch. He says her actual best song is recent. It's called Somos Nada. No idea what it's about, as it's in Spanish, but I dare you not to get moved by it.
It's about Mexican food.
Is it?
Yeah.
Somos Nada.
Yeah, she had a chili con carne, and she said, she doesn't like the kidney or the kidney beans?
Yeah.
She doesn't like, can I get this without the kidney beans?
So that's what Somos means. So Somos Nada.
Somos means no. Somos is kidney beans.
Right. You are a fountain of knowledge, you know.
Well, I'll stick with me, kid. Yeah. Where is it? It's, I have a little bit of it there. I'm going to have a listen. Oh, it's a slow one. Like those kidney beans. I'm fundamentally opposed to slow Christina Aguilera songs. Sorry, what else have you got?
Anne Mara says, Ray, Christina Aguilera's best song ever is a slow one.
I know.
But her voice is unreal. The Right Man.
Here I go. Now I'm standing at No. What was the one she did with Ricky Martin as well? Oh, that was another slow one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. Nobody wants to be lonely. lads. I'm going to be the Simon Cowell on this. Do the hand across the neck movement. Guys, sorry, Ricky, sorry, stop. Ricky, Christina, stop, son. Have you prepared another song? Well, actually, Lady Marmalade, come on over. Genie in a bottle. Or indeed any of the big ones. Your roll call, Dan Ray here, JP there.
Aren't you?
We've covered this already, haven't we? Text 0874 100 102. On show, Ray. Catherine twerking away in Mullinavat. Love the show. Hey. Mullinavat, a great spot to twerk in.
Right.
Ireland's twerking capital, Mullinavat. If you want to have a good twerk, there's only one destination. Put it into your Google Maps, Mullinavat.
It's the best place in Kilkenny to twerk, if you're going to twerk in Kilkenny.
Yeah. Happy Wednesday. I've started Severance. It's actually pretty good. Thanks from Martin G. What do you mean it's actually pretty good? I literally said it is good and you should watch it, Martin. Don't be texting then saying it's actually pretty good. I said it's good. That's why you should be watching it. Severance, it's very good. Thanks for the inspiration and words from Winston Churchill. LOL from Noreen. Where is he? He's over there. Winston Churchill inspiring us this afternoon.
Sometimes I feel lonely and depressed. But then I think of what Winston Churchill once said.
At any rate, that is what we're going to try to do.
If I'm accident. Almost nada. Ava Max, Sweet But Psycho on Today FM. Loads of people texting about So Almost Nada. So Almost Nada. I was saying it's because it's like, is it Spanish or?
Yeah, it's Spanish. Gotta be, isn't it?
Yeah.
It sounds Spanishy.
Christina Aguilera singing a song called So Almost Nada.
Yeah.
And it's sad and slow. And I was saying, it's about Mexican food. And
right.
She likes chili con carne, but she doesn't like the kidney beans in the chili con carne.
So she mostly just likes beef in a tomato-y spicy sauce.
Spicy sauce, yeah, right. Which is fair enough. Some people just don't like
Christina.
The kidney beans.
Yeah.
So she asks for them to be removed. And that means no kidney beans. So almost. Meaning kidney beans, and nada meaning none, no kidney beans.
Yeah, you were very confident.
Quite a number of people texting that's not actually the case. So almost nada means we are nothing from Kira. We are nothing is what so almost nada means from Sarah. Yeah, and so almost nada, we are nothing from P. No, lads, you've got that wrong. I don't know where you're getting your information from.
Ray Foley.
Definitely kidney beans. Kaiser Chiefs and Ruby, this is Today FM. And the music you love, Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley on Today FM for a Wednesday. How you doing? Text this afternoon 0874 100102 on the subject of Christina Aguilera and her greatest songs. This is kind of a fluky topic of conversation because we didn't intend on talking about this, but it's been determined that Candyman's our favourite. We've got Dirty in there as well, and Fighter we played earlier on. Did you know that Christina Aguilera grew up in Wexford? Google it from Tom Doyle. Initially we were like, oh yeah, she's from Wexford, oh very funny Tom, yeah she's very funny. Because you can hear she's got a very strong Wexford accent.
She does, yeah. It's more Enniscorthy than gory, you'd say.
Yeah, and it's a sunny part of Ireland.
You know, southerly, kind of Mediterranean.
It's our Mexico.
It is, yeah.
It's Wexford is our Mexico.
That's so perfect.
That's it, Mexicans. And per head of population, do you know this?
What's this?
More nachos are consumed in Wexford than any other part of Ireland.
Are you serious?
Per head of population.
Right, okay.
Then we Googled it, Tom, and it turns out... Go on, you go ahead.
These are facts.
Yeah.
She attended Rochester Area School District in Rochester and Marshall Middle School near where, Ray? Wexford.
But not our Wexford.
Not our Wexford. Yeah. Come on.
American Wexford. Peter texted on the twerking in Mullinavat. He said, Mullinavat, a.k.a. Mullinavegas, lads. But Shane's got the... Shane, 15 extra bonus points for Shane.
15.
15. Write it down there if you... You want to take a note of Shane's numbers.
Five
next. One isn't just a stroke, a single stroke.
Five.
Okay. Thank you. We were saying that Ireland's twerking population, or Ireland's twerking capital, the capital of twerking in Ireland, has to be Mullinavat. Shane texted... Shaking all that in Mullinavat.
Ray Foley.
Shane, you did it.
With Supermax and the Plaza
it,
Group.
Shane.
Now open at the N17 Plaza in Tuam.
We might as well just go home. Shane did it. He says, love the show.
Hey.
Stick around playing Daft Punk. Right out of Bananas and Mel C. Baby, when you go. This is Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. I can tell you the exact total on the cash machine, but only before 3 o'clock. Therefore, 20,679 euro and 13 cent. Write it down. 20,679 and 13 cent. On show, Razor, loving the show this afternoon and loving the warm rain here in Kilkenny from Phil. The rain is warm in Kilkenny.
Okay.
Do you know what? Get out your herbal essences and you
have a shower.
A free shower. Checking in from, hey, Rick, checking in from Clonmel with Joanne, Dervla, Dunica and Mella, loving the show. Hey! And hi, guys. Chris and Flynn here, heading to Killarney from Dingle for the dreaded NCT. Oh, good luck with that. We have thoughts and prayers. Wishing you the very best. Let us know how you get on. Chris and Flynn. I presume Flynn is the name of the car then, is it? Or what's this? Is that a third person, the car? Good luck with that. Right, stick around. Stay on to the FM. Cash Machine call coming up. It's been Pitbull and Kesha next.
Ray Foley.
Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. Happy Wednesday. How are you? My name's Ray Foley and my friends are all here egging me on.
There's Jim. Go on, Ray. Go on, Ray.
You can do it, Ray. Go on. Ray, you got this. Up the end.
Keep her leg.
Four. There's JP.
Hi.
And there's Orla Ormond. Hi. And before the broadcast this afternoon, JP, I texted JP and I had a goo on me. Do you use the expression goo, Orla?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, goo. Do you have a goo on you? So it's like when you really fancy something, you have a goo on you.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a goo. So I texted, I have a goo, ... And JP, because we're sister synchronicity.
Yeah, we're more or less the same person, kind of.
Yeah, so JP instantly said, you want a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And... correct, I wanted the burrito.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I'll meet you in the burrito shop. This is for our lunch. I'll meet you in the burrito shop, but I'm not going to eat because I've had a big breakfast. I'm not going to eat, but I'll join you and we'll have our sort of not a meeting, but a sort of a, you couldn't even call it prep really, a preparation.
Chat. We'll have a chat.
Yeah.
Pre-show chat and sort of to get a sense of what nonsense we're going to spew to the nation.
Yeah, I'd had an omelette a mere couple of hours beforehand, so I didn't really want to eat.
Unnecessary detail. I mean, for the not necessary for the purpose of the...
Just all the details you'll need.
Now you've got it, dear. You're writing that down.
Mm. Omelette.
Omelette.
Yeah, that's two T's.
One breakfast. So we sit down. I get my burrito. A few nachos. Sit down. We're sitting down outside in the laneway. Outside the burrito. This is in Dublin city centre. It's a dry, bright day. People milling around. It's lunchtime. Milling around. People queuing for burritos and people coming and going. The hustle and bustle of Dublin city centre on a sunny Wednesday afternoon. I'm sitting there laying into it. I mean, it was brutal what I was doing to that burrito this afternoon.
Mm.
It was really upsetting. I mean, there was a young child walking past with a helium balloon, a love heart helium balloon walking past, and she started crying when she saw me.
Yeah.
What I was doing to the burrito.
You were taking no prisoners.
Let go of the balloon in shock.
Half shouting.
Have you seen any of those Discovery Channels or National Geographic when a pride of lions are feeding?
Yeah, it's very
it's
upset.
A bit like that.
Yeah. The unblinking eyes.
Yeah. Ray eats like a shark. His eyes roll back in his head and his jaw dislocates to fit it all in. That's science there.
Shark week. It's what burrito week. It's what this is. So anyway, busy. I better. And next thing, out of nowhere, a man approaches our table, right? And we're sitting directly outside the burrito place. He comes up to our table and he's looking square at JP.
Mm.
He's a medium height guy, stubble. Fairly well dressed. He's not wearing a jacket or a bag or anything, so he's not like on his way to or from anywhere. He's here. He's in the place, mm-hmm. I guess. And he stops right at the table, like right at the table, like to the point that his belly is touching against, it's a high table, his belly's touching against the table. And he's looking square at JP, right?
He's about 60, he's no more than 20 inches away from you and me.
He's right there. Like,
yeah.
two of us across from each other at the table. This guy's like, he's like a third person to, like, he joins us right at the table, but he's looking square at JP. Now, it's one of these situations, I'm looking, I'm like, this guy's jarred now, or he's had a few drinks, or he's on something anyway.
His eyes were a bit unsteady.
But the way you reacted, it was as if you knew him. Like, I was like, JP, no. And then you said, all right, man, or something like that.
Well, I mean, I had to say something.
And he said to you, where are you from?
Yeah.
Where are you from? And then he gives you kind of, he reaches out for a fist bump.
He did.
And this goes on.
I thought about it for a second, and then we touched knuckles.
Did a little fist bump and whatever. They gave each other kind of a, because there's kind of a danger, like a sort of, you know, when someone's drunk and you don't know what the story is. And it's like, where is this going to go? And what do they want? And who are they? And what is the nature of the relationship with JP? And by the way, I wasn't factored into it at all.
No, even though I was sitting there with the burrito.
Well, this is it, you see. Your man,
he had instantly blocked you.
Your man was like, I can't interfere with that man and his burrito.
Yeah.
But here's what I didn't tell you at the time that I swear to God was in my head for the entire experience of this complete stranger and his weirdness and his interaction with you, right? I was convinced it was someone from off the ball.
I knew you were going to say that. Is that what Joe Malone looks like?
I was like, it's one of his off the ball friends. I was like, are you going to introduce me? No, it's not. No, it was just another, a different random weirdo that doesn't work on off the ball. This is Today FM.
Don't have to be beautiful.
Let's say so. Today FM, play the music you love. Hello! Hi, good afternoon. How are you? Wednesday afternoon, Ray Foley here, JP.
Hi.
Orla Orman.
Hello.
How rude. Ray Foley, how rude. Are you saying the off-the-ball staff are a bunch of freaks and weirdos from John? John, I'm not saying the off-the-ball staff are a bunch of freaks and weirdos. It just doesn't need to be said.
A lovely bunch of lads and ladies.
And of course, they're all a bunch of freaks and weirdos.
Ah, yeah.
They're one freak and weirdo down since JP returned to this broadcast. Do you miss your crew? Yeah, I thought that they were like this. This is definitely an off-the-baller, this dude. Even his whole aesthetic was like, oh, he's definitely from
the fact that he looked drunk or on drugs, you thought straight away. Yeah,
no, I mean, like, he had a baseball cap on and his T-shirt. And he was like, he looked like one of the lads. And I was like, he's not even... I was sitting there going, he's not even going to introduce me. He's not even going to introduce me. He's not. And you know what? Every time we've met an off-the-baller, JP has not introduced me. Every time.
These are well-known faces and names, right? I just assume you know them already.
Hey, Mickey or Murph or...
now you're going back.
Whatever. Hey, Owen. Then they walk off and I say, you didn't introduce me. Like, we could be sitting outside a pub or whatever. They're like, hey, JP, how's it going? Are we getting on? How's the new show? Whatever. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. I'm sitting there like, hello? Freaks and weirdos. Voice notes 0874-100-102. Is that Jonathan?
Foley!
What?
You absolute legend. Mm. I'm not going to say who I am because I sort of do the same job as you, but I'm off today.
Wait a minute, I just said you were Jonathan.
Whoops.
Sorry about that, Jonathan. You do the same job as me.
Interesting.
You do afternoon radio.
Foley! You absolute legend.
Right.
I'm not going to say who I am because I sort of do the same job as you, but I'm off today.
Dude, we're so sorry for saying your name. I do apologise. Why are you off?
With the wife and the child in the car. He was up for a hospital appointment in Dublin.
Oh.
And he's absolutely flying. All good news.
Oh, well, that's fantastic, Jonathan. Yeah. Good to hear that. Yeah. Thanks a million. That's very nice. And very nice of you to send a sweet message as well. And congratulations and fair play to the Bambino.
And by the way,
wow,
love the show.
Hey! You're not probably, if you're a competitor, you're probably not allowed to say that. How'd you get on in the JNLRs if you work in our business? How'd you get on in the radio listenership figures that came out today?
Big day.
Then again, do you know what? Taking your kid to a hospital appointment in Dublin is going to, like, the listenership figures on your job are going to, you're not even going to be aware, nor should you even care about them. You got your big news today. I'm delighted to hear it, sir. Hey, guys. Dawn here. I love it when you guys come on. You come on the radio all giddy and talking pure waffle, and my boss just rolls her eyes. Mwahaha. Love the show.
Hey.
Dawn, will you send us your boss's name? What we'll do is, for all of the positive, if there's ever a positive text message sent in saying like, love the show, or think you're great, you're fantastic, blah, 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 and it doesn't have a name on it, we'll put your boss's name on
they
it.
They love that. That's a good
idea. Yeah. Instead of like anonymous texter sends positive text, we'll put your, specifically your boss's name on all of the anonymous nice texts about our show. He or she will absolutely love that. Right, Cash Machine calls on the way in a few minutes. Let's see if we've got a winner. Over 20,000 euro on the line. We'll find out.
Ray Foley.
Stick around for that.
Sprinkle
with a little bit of sex appeal,
and it's a moment. Sprinkle it. I don't have a sprinkler, I've got a grinder.
Right, okay.
I've got one of them.
Yeah.
Throw it. I'm using delicious here. Just sprinkle it with a little
it's
bit.
It's not like a salt cellar. Yours is a sex cellar.
Is that what?
A sex cellar.
Sorry, what?
Like a salt or pepper cellar, but yours is a sex cellar.
I'm afraid it's not for sale. You'll have to wind me and dine me. You know, the twisty one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why you still sprinkle it.
You do, yeah. What's in the pan there?
Can you smell that? Can you smell what the rock is cooking?
Is that pork? You're browning some pork?
No, it's dog, actually.
Oh, hot dogs?
No.
What kind of breed is that that you're frying up?
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. You know The Rock? Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? The Rock.
Wrestler, the turned actor.
Dwayne, could you mind just turn it down a little bit?
Easy on the spatula there.
Is it done there? Can you sprinkle it with a little bit of sex?
Is that a metal spatula you're using on my non-stick pan?
That's my good frying pan,
Rock.
Don't be giving me that single raised eyebrow, Rock. Just finish the dinner there now and move on with her. There'll be more in your line. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is in the news today. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? It's dog news. Dwayne Johnson, this is a bit presumptuous now, I have to say. He was at the premiere of his new movie, which is Super Pets. The League of Super Pets, yeah? Mm-hmm. This is all the story of... Are you familiar with the Super Pets?
I've seen the posters.
Do you know what they are? Do you know the...
They're pets that are super.
Yeah, but they're like Superman's dog is Crypto the Super Dog, or the Wonder Dog, something like that. And he's a super dog. And then Batman has a dog, and he's a bat dog or whatever, and they've all got super... It's all the super DC super dogs, right? Mm-hmm. At the premiere of this movie, because Dwayne Johnson's one of the voices in it, there's loads of families in the audience at the premiere, and Dwayne Johnson surprised a family with a new puppy.
Lovely.
Yeah, you say that, but if I'm the dad of a family rocking into the...
Oh, we're not taking that home.
Honestly, Dwayne, you're all right. You're all, my kids are crying here now because I'm saying I don't want this pup. We've already got a dog, Dwayne.
Ray Foley.
I'll just leave it at the front door.
Beautiful Castillo, you. Ooh, you. Ooh,
oh, yeah. Oh, do you remember George Ezra used to do other songs?
Ooh, you. Ooh, you. I'd leave it all.
There were songs before Shotgun. George Ezra, Budapest. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Hey, how are you? Ray Foley for your Wednesday afternoon. The gang's all here, but
hey.
You flagging now, are you? You're
yeah, just a little bit tired.
Oh, God love ye. Oh, we've only had to be out of work since 2 o'clock.
Oh, you're going to play this old tune, are you?
Sorry, we.
Whatever.
I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning.
God, you let it lie, will you?
5:45.
Not all heroes wear capes, is it?
Not 5:45. 4:45. My alarm went off this morning. Do you realise that for 3 hours between 7 and 10 o'clock this morning, I had to go into TV3 Ireland AM,
right,
and sit in that sweltering studio on a July Wednesday morning.
Unbelievable.
And chuckle inanely.
Now you know how I feel.
For 180 solid minutes.
A lot of chuckling. Good point, Murd.
You're so funny, right?
You gas. So where's the thing about the... Oh, hang on, shout-outs. Can you have a shout-out to the best Granny Bean in the world? Granny Bean. She loves coffee, so we call her Bean. Granny Bean from Aileen and Rebecca. Hello to Granny Bean, of course.
Hi, Granny Bean.
Yeah. And where's my other text? There is an update on the NCT rain gang.
Oh, yeah.
Who was travelling from... They were travelling from... Was it from Dingle? No?
They were travelling to Dingle for the NCT, weren't they?
No, they were travelling from Dingle to Killarney.
Was that it?
It was in Killarney, the NCT, oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it was Flynn and somebody else, wasn't it?
Ollie? Was Ollie one of them?
Anyway, update on the NCT rain gang. The car passed and myself and Flynn are heading back to Dingle for the rest of our holidays. It's a pass!
Great news.
Flynn was delighted that you thought he was a car. But in his words, he was a car. If he was a car, he would be Lightning McQueen. Hello to Erica, Ben and Ollie, who are waiting our return. Love the show.
Hey!
What's the name of the car? Really, the car should be getting all the credit for this. It was the car that won the NCT. Did you see the fainting? I never got to do this earlier on. Did you watch the famous faint? Did you see it at all?
Was this in the Tory leadership debate? Was it that faint?
Yeah.
I didn't see it, but I read about it.
Did you see it? Did we watch it?
I heard it.
I get it. You heard it?
Well, yeah, because you don't... just.
Yeah, well, you can't actually see it, but you can see. Yeah. So here's what's happening, right? The Tory leadership campaign is down to, like, Rishi Sunak and Liz Truss in the UK. They have to have a debate on the telly, and they're doing it on this, like, weird new Rupert Murdoch channel over there, the Talk TV, it's called. The presenter's name is Kate McCann, and she's standing over and away from them, and then the two of them are side by side on two different podiums. Liz Truss is in the middle of giving an answer to whatever the point of the debate is, and you hear a noise. Now, the presenter faints, apparently. This is the story that we're being told, that it's been revealed subsequently. The presenter, Kate, fainted due to the lights and the pressure or whatever. She passed out. But it was off screen. We're looking at Liz Truss's reaction, and Kate fainted off screen. Now, when something happens like off screen or off mic like that, you think it might be a little kind of, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
You know, this is the most dramatic off screen fainting you've ever seen or heard in your life.
So we imagine she went down like a ton of bricks.
Kate goes down like a.
She went down hard.
Like nothing you've ever heard. I've got to look.
The UK government has said it will stand with you.
Right, I'll skim on to...
If he succeeds...
There's Liz Truss. Watch
her. He's not going to stop there. He's going to challenge the freedom and democracy.
Oh, dear. Wow.
Sounds like she took a podium with
her. I think that she grabbed the podium as she was going.
Freedom and democracy.
That's a significant tumble. Yikes.
Oh, she did go over and help her in the end. We were saying this morning, like, of course, Liz Truss just standing there and she's like, is she okay? I'm not going to help her or anything. I'm just going to watch. I'm going to hold my head in shock.
Thoughts and prayers.
She's fine, apparently. She's grand. Okay. She's all good. She needs to cancel the rest of the debate. Right, Dominic Fike, 3 nights. This is Today FM. Dermot Kennedy, Something to Someone, Today FM, playing the music you love. On fainting, this is the Liz Truss, Kate McCann fainting on the Tory leadership debate. Have a listen.
Freedom and democracy.
God, is she okay? Should someone offer her a glass of water?
That's going to bruise.
I fainted while doing the camera on a live TV show in Vancouver. I was on the guest camera and the director was shouting in my headphones, get me a shot. Camera 3, as I slowly fell to the floor from D. So D, you were the camera person.
Get me a shot,
get
camera
me the shot. Hey, camera 3, get me the shot. Oh.
There goes D.
Ken is over there as well. All right, Ken.
Hey, Ray. Kate, the presenter, must have been doing a truss fall. I'll get my coat. Goodbye.
A truss fall, right? Because it's Liz Truss that was talking. So it was a truss fall. Did you get it, Ken?
Thanks, Ken.
A truss.
Yeah. Cheers.
Truss fall. Ken, I get the general truss of your joke, but still not very funny. So thank you for your correspondence. JLS. J-L-S. 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 J-L-S.
you have a bit to eat. Sleep with a little nap and then sleep. Can't eat, they can't sleep.
Wait forever and a day for JLS and Everybody in Love on Today FM. That's our show.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today,
oh, no.
though.
Yeah.
Gutted. Absolutely gutted. Big plans, big dreams. None of them fulfilled. For instance, we didn't get to do Liz Truss Pilot. Liz Truss Pilot,
yeah.
Where Tory leadership candidate Liz Truss tells us about her new reviews website.
What's it called, right?
It's called Liz Truss Pilot. Okay. We didn't get to do... What about Trust Me, I'm a Doctor?
That would have been good.
Where Liz Truss yeah. covers the Blizzard's That's hit better. Song. Fantasy. And we didn't get to do Christina Albufeira, where we talk to Portugal's leading Christina Aguilera...
A stretch
in Christina Albufeira. Tomorrow, we're on from two. I'm on the telly tomorrow morning. You know, it's very early. Ray Foley. Have a lovely evening. Matt's next with Supermax.